This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You can tell the same story twice, and different people will take different things from it both times. And sometimes you will relate to a story at a point in your life, and you hear that story again later, and you relate to it in a different way. I'm going to give a case in point, is the parable of the prodigal son. You know the story, 500 words out of Luke 15, and a young son says, I want everything that's coming to me. He takes it from his father, and he goes and he spends it in what the Bible calls in the King James Version, riotous living. And he spends that money and then comes home and he's resented by his older brother, but his father welcomes him with open arms. And here's what happens. There may be a point in your life where you relate to the younger brother. And that's you, because you were the prodigal. There may be times when you relate to the father, and that's a stage in your life where you've had to deal with a prodigal son or daughter. But you know where most people are? Most people identify with the older brother, with resentment toward other people. Most people identify with the older brother saying, well, who does he think he is to come home? Or who does she think she is to come home and ask for forgiveness and so forth and so on? So we relate to different things of a story, different points in our life. Case in point is a story I tell today. I told it 3 years ago. But I'm going to go in a different direction with the same story. It's told by Max Lucado, who preaches in San Antonio, Texas. He writes in his book, He Still Moves Stones, she nearly missed the flight. In fact, I thought I had the row to myself when I looked up and saw her huffing and puffing down the aisle, dragging two large carry-on bags. I hate to fly, she blurted out as she fell into her seat. I put off getting here as long as I could. You almost put it off too long, Max said. She was tall, young, blonde, tanned, and talkative. Her jeans were fashionably ripped at the knees, and her black boots boasted silver tips. She really did hate to fly, I learned, and the way she coped with it was talking. I'm going home to see my dad, and he will really be amazed at my tan. He thinks I'm crazy to live in California, me being single and all, but I do have a new boyfriend. He travels a lot and I only see him on the weekends, but that's fine with me because it means I get the house to myself. It's not that far from the beach, and on she went. He shared with her and surprised her by pulling out his Bible, Max did, and opened it to Psalm 23 and said, this may help you in your fear of flying. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. She looked at the scripture, looked up at Max Lucado with a tear in her eye, and she said, you know, I used to read that. I remember reading that. She shared that she used to be a believer in Christ, but she couldn't remember the last time she'd been to church. Then, in the midst of their discussion, Max did something that I thought was a little bold, maybe a little brazen, but maybe not. He said, may I ask you a question? Sure, go ahead. Do you think you'll go to heaven? The girl thought for a moment and said, yeah, I think I'll go to heaven. And then Max Lucado says this, somehow I knew what she was going to say before she even said it. I could see it coming. She was going to give me her list. Everybody has one. Well, I'm basically good. I don't smoke more than a pack of cigarettes a day. I exercise. I'm dependable at work. She counted them down on her fingers. And I made my boyfriend get tested for AIDS. There it was, her list of qualifications. By her way of thinking, heaven could be earned by good health habits and safe sex. Her line of logic was simple. I keep the list on earth and I get the place in heaven.
Well, there are many people that probably believe that last statement. We'll continue this message from Ephesians 3 tomorrow on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.